Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
We're getting started with the show, Dave. Okay, let's get started with the show. And I'll this say show? This. Yes, the show that you're on, we ask you a trivia question, either about the show or just a simple trivia question at the beginning of every show. Here's your trivia question. It's a trivia question, Dave. Do anything, anything you can, Dave, to stop making your phone flip around like that. Anything.
I will.
All right. Okay. Now, here's your trivia question, Dave. All right. Your trivia question is, what is 11 times 11?
144.
Are you kidding?
Is it?
That 12 times 12 is 144, Dave. 11 times 11 is 121.
Is 121. And that's 121.
Yes, it is.
21. Damn. You know, I used to remember those. I used to have a little song I used to sing when I was a kid.
Oh.
But there's no need for me to do it now.
Yeah, you don't have to sing that song. All right, Dave, we're going to get started with the show. Everybody, check us out at Six Unseemly on all social media and unseemlyquestions.com. Welcome to Six Unseemly Questions. I'm your host, Victor Barnato. This is my sidekick, Dave Rosinski.
Oh,
nope, sidekick Dave. You are the sidekick. Remember?
Oh, yes.
Dude, that
I
is never changed.
I knew you were going to say
it
that.
It has never changed. Sidekick. All right.
Okay.
We've got a great contestant on the show today, everybody. Please put your hands together for Courtney McGinnis.
Yay!
All right.
Give it up for me.
Welcome to the show, Courtney. Also, in the studio audience, we have Rachel Teichman.
Yay, Rachel.
It's Rachel.
It's Rachel. She announces herself in the third person. Weird. Pretty weird.
Rachel's thirsty.
For water or sex? What are you trying to say, Dave?
Water.
Or diet. Pepsi.
Wow. Or Diet Pepsi. Okay,
yeah,
so let's get started with the show, everybody. So Courtney, I'm going to tell you how the show works, and then we're going to get started. What's going to happen is I'm going to ask you six unseemly questions. At the end of each question, I'll ring a bell if I like your answer like this. However, if I do not like your answer, I will not ring the bell, and I'll tell you why. Regardless of how many bells you get at the end of the show, I will decide whether or not your being on the show is worth giving you $5.
So
are you ready?
You're saying this show could change my life. Okay, I'm ready.
Yeah, I mean, if me giving you $5 could change your life, I mean, well, actually, it will, because even if it's in a very small incremental way, it will change your life in a small way.
That's true.
It's a one way trip on the subway with an extra couple of bucks in your pocket.
Absolutely. That's like a egg and cheese sandwich from like a fancy bodega. That's like a happy hour vodka soda. This
that's right. It could be a moment of happiness. I'm really rooting for you to get this $5. We'll see what happens.
Just
start
to hold the ketchup and you'll be there.
So I am ready to give you question number one. Are you ready for question number one?
I'm ready, Victor.
Okay. Question number one. What's the biggest animal you've ever been bitten by?
Oh, what the... Okay. Oh, you got it. I gotta go dog on this one, right? There's nothing
I don't know.
Bigger than a dog.
Well, there
you've
are things.
You've never been
bitten
by a bear?
Yeah, no, Dave. I haven't been by a bear.
No, but there,
how about a teddy bear?
That's so weird to me.
Wait, before we get into like mythical creatures with teddy bears, I just want to say that there are animals in between dogs and bears that could bite you and it wouldn't be like the end of the world.
Yeah, but like what? Like
are insects
wolf?
Animals?
Like a horse. Horses never, have bitten people.
I've
and
never
people can survive that and it's not that bad.
Despite this sweater I'm wearing, I am not a horse girl, okay? I am a dog person. I've been around.
Are you a whale girl?
I am actually, I'm not even joking, I have like an absurd fear of whales. That's 100% true.
Not to roast you, not to roast you on your on what you just said. I'm saying not to roast you, but I am about to roast you.
I can feel it coming.
Yeah. So if you're a dog person, why'd you get bit? Nice. Okay, nice. Nice.
Oh, quick burn, Victor. How am I going to recover from that? No, it was my cousin's dog growing up. He was not a happy doggy, but you know, it's okay. It wasn't like a crazy traumatic bite. Like I still love dogs. Oh. I have to say a dog. If I'm forgetting something larger than a dog that bit me, I think that's f***ed up. I think I blocked it out because of trauma.
Have you ever been with like a sexual partner who bit you?
Because that's an animal
larger than a dog.
Oh yeah. Then I have been bitten by a man. I've been bitten by a man. I was wrong.
All right. Well, I mean, that's an animal technically. So I'm going to have to say no bell on that question because your first answer was wrong. Okay. It was wrong. So no bell. You're wrong.
Oh my God. What am I doing? Courtney, get it together. Okay. All right.
Yes.
Great. That's fair.
I agree, Courtney. Get it together.
Okay.
I have always loved hanging out with you. Can I just say that?
Thank you.
And we don't hang out that much, but we're always laughing when we're hanging out.
When we do see each other, it is a good time.
And yeah.
Yeah. Like every time I see you, I feel like it's always like 11 p.m. after shows and it's like drinking time. So we always have a good time.
Yeah, it is. It's always it's always been a good time. I'm so happy you're on the show. This is great.
I like to drink. Can I get
Sounds
a belt
about right.
What do we think?
No, not at all.
Damn it.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's not really setting a good
example
for anybody.
I don't know. Was there a question? Do you like to drink?
Well, you could ask me, Dave. Help me out here. Wait, I would also. I feel like Dave has been bitten by something large. Is that true, Dave? You seem like
I've been bitten by the acting bug.
Wow. You know what, Dave? I'm going to say it. Good one. What? That was a good one.
That was a good one.
That was a good one. Honestly, dude, good one.
That was good. I liked that.
That was really stupid. Come on. That was so stupid.
That was great. I think it was really funny.
All right. I loved it.
All right. It is time for question number two. But before we do question number two, can you please tell people out there what you do?
What I do?
Yeah, this is a game show. This actually confuses a lot of people when I ask people what they do because they do that on game shows. They'll be like, "Hey, what do you do?"
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I'm a
introduce your family.
Oh, my family. Well, this is my mom. No, what if my mom was here? I am a amazing stand-up comedian.
I agree.
Actress. Slash podcaster.
Oh, yeah.
Slash my day job is much different than most comics. I am a fashion designer.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. We need to talk because my wife just opened up a store.
What? Really?
Yeah, she opened up a retail store. We should talk about that.
Okay, we got to talk. Yeah, I work for like a big
corporate. Do you guys sell trousers?
Oh my God, Dave.
Yes, there are trousers, Dave. By the way, it's Art to Wear. What am I doing? I'm not even saying the name of my wife's store. It's Art to Wear. Go to arttowear.com and you can go to her e-store, everybody, if you want to go hang out with my wife and buy stuff from my wife.
Did you really say trousers? Are you 80 years old?
Yeah, Dave.
I will be one day.
What is happening to you, Dave? That's also good. You know, before this show, Dave, I saw you smoking. At the beginning of the show, you're smoking, and I think it is helping.
Mm-hmm. Don't enable. Mm-hmm.
It always helps.
All right. This is, okay, everybody here, I got to say, we did glorify drinking, and we did glorify smoking weed. Mm-hmm. That's not something.
Yeah, don't do that.
Sorry, we're cool.
Yeah, sorry, we're cool, everybody. All right.
This isn't
now
six seemly questions. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, Dave. All right. It is now time for question number two. Question number two. If you found money on the street, how much would it have to be for you not to take it?
Oh, $1 million. Now, I would say if it's like a grand, that it, that would kill me. That's like rent money, right?
Uh-huh.
I think it'd have to be like, I want to say between six, I would say 600 plus. That's what I would say. Like
$600 plus
on the ground. Like I couldn't sleep. I couldn't live with myself.
Like how close are you to making that a precise line? Like, is it like 500? You'd be like, yeah.
I would say about 4 vodka sodas for making that a precise line. If I was like drunk, I'd be like, oh, fuck it. You know, but I would say as a, like, if I was really thinking it through, I maybe even 5. I might go 5 because that's a lot of money to a lot of people, you know.
Yeah.
Not me, is. I'm very wealthy, but, you know, mm-hmm. other people.
How much you paying for an egg and cheese these days?
Well, I usually go to my bodega, you know, just like my class. So it's like, you know, 250, 275, something like that. You get bacon, then we're talking mm-hmm. 375, you know. Mm-hmm. But you know, if you price. Go to the hipster place, that's like $5-6 right there.
I do have a follow-up question.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's my follow-up question. Mm-hmm. How much money have you found and just taken?
Oh, I think I one time I found like $40 on the ground. That's like uh-huh. the most. I'm not a lucky. That stuff doesn't happen. Like if I gamble, I lose it immediately. You know, uh-huh. I don't just like find money. I, you know, do.
No, I mean that. I think $40 is a good amount. I mean, finding money.
$40 is good.
I think that the most money I've ever found was $100. I mean, that's like. You know, it's not really that much lost? More than $40 when you think about it. I mean,
it's more than 100% more.
One time, oh my God, you said what's the most you lost? Okay, when I was I worked at a bar. I was a shot girl when I was in college. Uh-huh. Thank you. If I couldn't get more of a white girl, but I was a shot girl in college and I was wearing this like denim mini skirt. It was 2008, you know, and I had money fall out of my pocket. It was like almost $100 and I got fired.
Oh,
wow.
Wow. Sad? And you got fired.
And I got
fired.
It's
a sad story.
It's a sad story, right? Losing yeah. money is horrible. But if I gamble, I do like $5. I can't, I cannot gamble. Every time I immediately lose it. Immediately.
Yeah, I'm not a super gambler. I like to gamble, but I'm just like, I'm a guy who's like, I bring in $150 and that's about it. That I never do more than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I just, that's about it. Every once in a while, though, like one time, if I get money that I didn't expect to have, then I'll just like gamble all of that because it doesn't actually matter. I'm just like, this is a fun tool, like just, right
in,
now.
In so. It for the thrill, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta live on the edge.
You don't have to, but I like to sometimes if I think that that is living on the edge. All right. So before we decide whether or not you get the bell on that question, I want you to answer this extra question, the sub question.
Okay.
What did you think when Rachel interjected and gave a percentage of how much $100 is more than $40? What did you think about that?
I don't really like numbers, but Rachel seems like a really great person.
Wow. I also hate numbers.
Okay. I'm just, you know what? I'm going to say no bell, okay? Because you know what? I'll tell you why. Because you're free to lay into Rachel about just
okay,
turning into like a math whiz for a second.
You didn't let me finish. Rachel, you stupid.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. No, actually.
When you ask Dave, I am
going with your first answer. So okay. No bell.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you asked Dave 11 times 11, when I was backstage, I was like, oh no, I hope the questions aren't like that.
You're like, oh no,
I don't know that.
This is the show where I just designed questions to embarrass you.
I was like, I'm sorry, I don't know if you guys realize I'm an artist. So.
Hey, 8 times 59, quick, what do you
I
got?
I literally
Come on.
Know.
3, 2, 1,
800,000, I don't know.
I should put the clip of him trying to get you to do 8 times 59, and then the clip of him answering the question from the top of the show was 11 times 11, but put them in reverse order.
That's the highlight reel.
That's a touchdown.
So you could see him trying to bully you with math and then trying to answer 11 times 11 back to back.
Look, in my own defense, 11 times 11 sounds a lot like 12 times 12.
You're, of it course. Does.
You know what I'm saying?
Sort of, yeah.
They're so close.
Idea-wise, it's time for question. Sorry, it's time for question number three. I'm going to keep the show moving along because we're having a lot of fun. Okay. Are people ever offended by your comedy show names?
Oh, I don't think so. No. Well, I got a show called Phil.
Okay.
It's like where we dirty materials heavily encouraged, but I don't think that's like offensive. We my weekly show, the best show in New York City, not to plug, on Wednesday nights at Poco, if you're in the New York City area. But that is called Let's See What Else. You know, that's kind of fun. That's kind of fun.
It's very offensive.
Very offensive. It's offensive to comics, and they can't get offended. I don't think so. No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
You did have a show that inspired this question. A show name that inspired this question.
Really? What?
Yes. It was actually found by Rachel Teichman.
Oh my God. Was it Shocker. One comedian, two tits?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I totally forgot that I called it that. Honestly, I cracked myself up. That was a good name.
I saw that and I started cracking up.
I thought it was really funny. I was just like, I thought that was hilarious. Oh, hey, Miles, my cat. You got to get out of here, buddy.
Get ask out of Miles here right if now. He's offended. I think it's hilarious.
No, it was pretty funny. You know what? He rang the bell. I don't know if you heard that, so I'm just going to let that stand. Here we go.
Nice. Cat bell.
Because it was a cat bell. This is the first cat bell of any show, by the way.
Yes.
First cat bell, so
I think that's the first time anyone rang a bell for my tits also, so I'm feeling pretty good, pretty confident.
Well, that is unfortunate that it's only the first time. All right, it is time for question number four. Question number four. Who's better, men or women?
Women. What? No, there is no, unless it's like who's better at being evil, then maybe I'll asterisk that, but 100% women in every single possible way, no doubt. If you don't give me a bell, I'm gonna drag your ass on Twitter. I'm just kidding.
Can you give me like a general example of how women are better? Just a general. Just
emotional
like
intelligence, okay. Love, support, community, being able to like be there for people. I already said support. You know, just in every way, we're more beautiful, we're more fun, we cook better, everything we do is better. We make better music, baby. We're better comics. We're better at everything. Women over every man I've ever met. My all husband's right. Pretty cool. Okay, but that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I like you guys.
What about moving furniture?
You know,
who's better at that?
Oh my God, Dave, I swear to God. Why don't you go ahead and vape some more, Dave?
I will, Courtney. I'm going to go move my couch around and then think about how you couldn't do it.
All right, you know what? I'm going to give you a bell and I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Because that was an emotional roller coaster.
Thank you.
Listening to you explaining why women are better, and it was great. And then to have it topped off by that moving furniture joke by Dave, it was just a good time. So.
Dave with the assist. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that.
No problem.
You're welcome.
That's what I do.
All right. Now it is time for question number five.
Oh my God,
question number five is actually a statement. So this is question number five. Ask me if I'm a frog.
Are you a frog?
No.
Okay. Cool.
Are you sure? What if someone kisses you and then you turn into a frog?
Then I would be a frog, I guess, Dave. At that point, I think I would be a frog.
If I were you, I wouldn't kiss anybody.
This show is so much more whimsical than I thought. I love it.
No, we cover tough issues.
Wait till we get to the math problems.
This is real issues. We do talk about real things in the show, too. I mean, for instance... when you when you were talking about being a woman, I was really loving it. Like why women are better. Like, I love all the things that you said because they were smart. And so that made me happy. And so, like, I'm just saying, like, this show is, we talk about real stuff. We're just surrounded with fart jokes, you know?
But fart jokes are timeless. They're timeless.
All right. That was question number 5. Question number 6. All right. This is your final question. And here it is.
Okay.
Name a surprising thing that you are terrible at.
I hope this is surprising, but I am truly, deeply terrible at singing. I like, you think like, oh, but in karaoke, yeah, everyone's bad. No, it is bad. I am tone deaf to my core, deeply. And you think like corny, but you kind of have pop star energy. But no, baby. terrible.
Okay. I'm going to say no bell. On that question.
No, what if I sing?
Because I don't, that's not surprising at all, though, that you can't sing. What? That's not surprising to me.
Because I'm white.
It's like not even my wife. I think it's because my wife, she also is like tone deaf and just can't sing at all. Oh, and so it's just like normal for me to know. And also, I think like Rachel is tone deaf against. Can you sing, Rachel? I think almost everybody I know besides myself cannot sing that I know. So it's not surprising at all.
What? Can you
sing, Dave?
Yeah, I can.
Can you sing a little something, Dave? Can I hear you?
Sure. Ding dong, my wife is home. I told her no, leave me alone. Ding dong, my wife is back.
Right? And so I think that's normal for like everybody I know can't sing. So like, why is that surprising?
No, because no. Okay, I'll let you not give me a bell, even though I think it's slightly different.
What do you mean let us?
Yeah, what do you mean let him?
Do you think? Yeah, what do you mean? I can totally not give you a bell. Do you think it's unusual that everybody on this show can't sing except for me?
I think that people say like, oh, I can't really sing, but then they'll get up and do karaoke and it's like, you can, like, it's not like you can sing, but like, right. it is like you've seen My Best Friend's Wedding.
Yes.
Have you seen it? Cameron Diaz. That's the level of not singing that I remember when they go to the karaoke bar.
Mm-hmm. Right, but that's what I'm saying. 6. But that's also the level my wife is at, and that's also the level that I believe Rachel is at.
Your wife?
I'm actually a soprano. Should get coffee.
You're a soprano? What does that mean? Like from the TV show?
Yeah, yeah.
So Rachel, like, you saying you can sing? I'm not going to ask you to sing, Rachel. But are you saying you can sing?
I have no idea.
What? Like, are you trying to defend yourself as a soprano and also saying you have absolutely no idea if you can sing?
What is going to come out of your mouth? Here's what's happening right now.
Yeah.
Is I know that I'm a soprano because a musical professional told me that I am.
Oh.
And
after hearing you sing or just walking around?
No, after hearing me sing. And the thing is like, most of the people in my family like sing and are musical, and if they can sing, that probably means I can sing.
Rachel can sing, y'all.
I don't.
Did anything
I don't,
weird?
I
don't, like,
I'm not
ever
buy it for
shower,
one
like
second.
Singing?
I do not buy it.
Well, we're not going to find out here. So
that is true. We're not going to find out here. I'm just saying I don't buy it.
We're going to find out when her debut music video drops.
Yeah, I would love for that music video to drop, and that's how I find out.
Oh, actually, there's like a clip of my singing on Instagram. There is a clip of my singing on Instagram. It's not a very long clip, but it's there. So Rachel. There you go.
All right.
Rachel is my favorite singer.
Mine too. How did she do it?
She's just saying that blind. That's how much she likes you.
I'll take it.
Rachel's your favorite singer right. who doesn't know if she
so,
can sing yet.
I've asked you all 6 questions. Great job. Thank you for being on the show. It's time to decide whether or not it's worth giving you $5 for being on the show. I'd like to remind you that it doesn't matter how many bells you have. It doesn't make a difference. Now we're going to do that. But before we do that, can you tell people out there where to find you?
Oh, I would love to. First of all, you can find me at Court McGinnis on all social media, CourtneyMcGinnis.com if you're nasty. And please check out my podcast, The Narcissistas. That's NARCISISTAS. Yes, we talk about divas and pop culture. It's really fun.
All right. Okay. That's great. Okay.
Did that sound rehearsed?
Good time.
No, that's great. I love that section of the show. I like that you leaned into it because I'm doing that as a friend to comedians who come on the show. I'm just like, hey, promote yourself right now. and then you did it, which is great because that's what it's for. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're so welcome.
Okay. All right. Now it's time to decide whether or not you get $5. We always canvass the room. So let's start with you, Dave. What do you think? Should Courtney get $5 for her appearance on the show?
Well, even though she's almost embarrassingly bad at math, because I asked a pretty simple multiplication problem. And, you know, it's just sad that, you know, 500,000 people are going to see this. But even though she told me to take a hike and go vape yourself or something, whatever that was, I'm still going to vote yes because I had a good time.
Dave, it would make me really, really happy, Dave, if you would say the word multiplication again.
What are you multiplication tables?
Thank you.
Which you should go study, by the way.
Okay, all right. Fine. I'll be sure to do that, Dave. Yikes.
Rachel. Rachel, yes. Please, you tell me, what do you think? Should Courtney get $5 for her appearance on the show?
Well, here's the thing is, like, I've been feeling a little conflicted about that because when she came on and I saw her sweater, I was like, oh my God, look, it's a horse girl. And then she was like, right off the bat, she was like, I'm not a horse girl, even though it looks like it. So I feel a little betrayed. I feel a little deceived.
That's fair.
However,
Rachel. Are yes. you doing a bit?
Yes, she is. Let her have it.
What's a horse girl?
I'm just saying, Courtney, Rachel does not normally do bits. Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry, Rachel. Did I provide a safe space for your comedy to flourish, Rachel? Are we not friends?
I see I've been bored as a stand-up comedian on this episode. So
yeah. Oh, now I ruined her life.
Anyway, to finish my bit.
Yes.
I'm going to go with my final answer being yes, she should get the $5 because she fed my ego and told me I'm her favorite pop singer. So,
and that is a fact.
That's all I needed to hear today.
All right, Rachel. Great bit.
That is Thank a you. Fact. That is
Rachel and Dave, I love you both. I will be sending you gift bags if I get
the Thank $5. You. Thank you.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Gift mm-hmm. bags. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. So,
oh, here we go.
Courtney. It's time for you to answer the same question. What do you think? Should you get $5 for your appearance on the show?
I think without a doubt, 100%, I should be getting the $5. And I'm going to tell you why. First of all, I brought the energy. I brought the fun. I brought the confidence. I brought the jokes. Mm-hmm. And if anything, feel bad for me because I really care about getting this $5. Okay.
Right. Well,
all right.
I will say this. I will say this, though. You're not going to get $5. And for a very good reason.
A really good reason.
Obviously, it's obvious that you've never listened to the show, or you would know that when people mm-hmm. say that they're going to use the $5 to give stuff to other people, we automatically do not give them $5.
No, I said that.
Yeah,
you can't.
To.
It's your $5. You can't give it away.
Just give it away.
I'm so sorry. No $5 no. for you. You have to keep it.
This is my villain origin story. I will never forgive any of you for this.
So, thank you for being on the show. You're a great guest. It was wonderful to have you. Dave, what did you learn from this week's show?
We laughed, we cried, we vaped, we're going to eat later.
Dave, are you falling asleep while you're talking?
No.
All right, everybody. Check us out at 6Unseemly on all social media and unseemlyquestions.com. A podcast
network. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.